This is KCUR 89.3. Voters have sent Quinton Lucas to the 29th floor of City Hall as Kansas City's next mayor. KCUR's Brian Ellison spoke with reporter Lisa Rodriguez about what this election means.
Quinton Lucas elected mayor with 59% of the vote yesterday. Lisa Rodriguez, what stands out to you?
Well, I think the decisiveness of this victory does stand out. I think a lot of people thought it was going to be a neck-and-neck, really close race. And what that means to me is that voters were ready for a change in direction for this city. Lucas campaigned over and over again since the primary on the same topics, on affordable housing, on equitable economic development in all parts of the city and not just downtown, on crime, on basic services, which is a departure from big marquee projects of mayors past.
Speaking of those themes that Lucas sounded throughout his campaign, last night in his victory speech, he did go ahead and name some of what his top priorities will be once he takes office in August.
Absolutely. He listed those same priorities, and then speaking to reporters, he said day one, public safety. He's got to reach out to the chief of police, and here's a little bit of what he said.
We need to get to a point where it's totally and completely unacceptable to have this same rate of crime every year, and that's something that I'm going to start working on immediately.
Lucas also said that in the time between now and inauguration, he'd be calling all 14 superintendents for the school districts and really getting everyone on board and really beginning this mayorship in a collaborative way.
The results last night had Jolie Justice and Lucas running almost 50-50 in the Northland, but he really won this race with a decisive victory in Jackson County. Any surprise about that?
I don't think there was a huge surprise about that. I think he was more surprised that he ended up getting about 50-50 in the Northland. If you remember in the primary, now there were a lot more candidates, but he carried only about 9% of the Northland in the primary. So that that was kind of the start of the roll for the rest of the night.
Something really changed.
Absolutely.
You know, voter turnout yesterday was quite a bit higher than it was 4 years ago. Does that say something about where the city's at right now?
I think it does. I think it does represent, being ready to shift priorities. But also, if you think 4 years ago, that was a super popular mayor, Sly James, running for a second term. And I just don't think people felt that they needed to go and cast their vote. And this was a race with two really compelling candidates with different messages.
Of course, the mayor is just one of the 13 votes on the city council that was entirely elected yesterday. Some interesting council races, if not entirely surprising.
Right. No huge surprises, but interesting to note that the two closest races last night were the seats that were left open by both Jolie Justice and Quinton Lucas. In the 4th District, Eric Bunch prevailed over Jeff Jolly, and then in the 3rd at large, which was Lucas's seat, State Representative Brandon Ellington prevailed there over the pastor, Reverend Wallace Hartsfield.
One more question, Lisa. The ballot also contained a citizen initiative, question one. Remind us what that would have done and how the voters decided on that.
Right. Question one would have severely limited the amount of tax breaks and tax incentives that the city can give developers. And while that was a big topic in this race overall, I think that strict 50% cap that did not allow for any exceptions in blighted parts of the city or for projects that were going to bring a large amount of jobs was kind of what doomed that question. There were no city council or mayoral candidates that came out in support of it. And so I think that's really what ended up, giving it the resounding defeat that it did have.
All right. So yesterday's election is over. We still have about 6 weeks before the new council and new mayor take office. What's left on the agenda, or will this just be an entirely lame duck session?
There's still a lot left on the agenda. There are still some affordable housing ordinances sponsored by Mayor-elect Lucas that have yet to make it out of committee, that have sat there for a long time. Also, a big bike plan that was supported by Councilwoman Jolie Justice. Those are big ticket items that have yet to pass, and we'll see what happens with those.
That was KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez speaking with Brian Ellison. You can listen to Kansas City Mayor-elect Quinton Lucas talk with Steve Kraske on KCUR's Up to Date this morning at 11.